Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg. Steve's not here today, but Dr. Joe Hubbard is and Chris William is. Hello.
Hello, Lady Larry. And Jen.
Hello.
Glad to be here with you, Larry.
Yeah, it's good to be here. We'll have a good day here. Even in the midst of tough, painful calls, we'll see how God speaks through you guys. I want to open up with 10 terror-busting scriptures. Not all 10. It's our 10 tips for today. And if you'll call 800-NEW-LIFE, we can send you the 10 tips free of charge. And there's two tips we want to read here today. Jill, why don't you read the first one there? Do you have it?
Okay,
you gotta
Larry.
Put your glasses on television.
God's got his eye on you forever. Psalm 121:8. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever.
That will help you when you're dealing with some of the... We live in a terrifying time if you pay attention to the news.
There's a lot of struggle that God is somehow, because our circumstances or situations around us get rough, that somehow he's not paying attention.
Yeah. Right.
That he actually isn't showing up and being present. And again, for all of us, that's a common experience that will happen sometime throughout our life, and we need that reminder that God's eye is on us.
Yes.
He's watching
yes.
over us, and we need to take hold of that truth.
Mm-hmm. Even in the midst of the pain and the hurts and all the stuff we don't understand.
I would say especially.
Especially.
In the midst.
Yeah, there you go. Especially. The other tip for today that we wanted to share was we don't have to battle evil alone. 1 John 5:4-5 says, "For every child of God defeats this evil world by trusting Christ to give the victory, and the ones who win this battle against the world are the ones who believe that Jesus is the Son of God." So
Amen.
That's what we believe, and we're just glad to share that with you. And also, before we go to the phones, it is an Every Man's Battle Week coming up next week in Sacramento. So I wanted to go and talk to Sean in line two. Sean, how you doing? You had a comment about Every Man's Battle or a fight against porn. What do you have to say today?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, sir.
All right.
You have a minute?
First of all, I want to say, you know, we thank our military for what they do, for your lives for this country. We thank our police officers for what
Amen.
They do. I just want to say thank you for what you guys do, too. You know, I mean, we're all in this together, you know. And I'm a truck driver, but I'm also a pastor. I have a small church in Lynn, Arkansas. And we just had our church camp this last week and had 5 saved. And I was counseling with this young man. He's about 14 years old. And he was just crying and everything like that. And he said, "I just need you to pray for me." I said, "Well, you want to tell me what it is?" He said, "Well, I'd rather not." I said, "I bet you I can tell you what it is." He said, "You do?" And I said, "Yes, I do." I said, "You got a smartphone?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "You got internet on it?" "Yeah." I said, "You're in pornography, ain't you?" And man, I tell you what, that struck a nerve.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
And I says, "You know," I says, "I've been there." I says, "If you don't get a hold on it now," I said, "it's a dead end road."
Yeah.
That's the reason why I'm so against it. I said, computers are good. The devil can take a good thing and make a bad thing out of it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right now, the devil's got a hold on you. He's got a hook in you. He hasn't hit that hook yet.
Sean, we're coming up against the break. I want to thank you for calling. I'm going to send you an Everyman's Bible that you can give that young man, okay? We'll be back right after this and keep it going.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We were talking to Sean. I don't know if we can get him back or not. But Chris, you had a comment.
Well,
you wanted to follow up.
I just want to say I was incredibly impressed with Sean and his phone call. First and foremost, he has the insight and the questions to ask this young boy who's really struggling. This thing is hitting us like a tsunami. And it is everywhere in any place, whether it be rural Arkansas or whether it be L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We all have access to the internet. And so, Sean, I just want to say I really commend you. You know, as you commended us, because you're a pastor, you're in a place of authority, you're in a place that is hard at times to be vulnerable because you don't want to be judged or all of the different trappings that people in that position can have. And you were vulnerable with this boy. You let him know that he wasn't alone in this struggle, that you had struggled with it too. I believe you provided an incredibly safe place for this boy to really be open and honest. And as it tells us in 1 John, to bring this to the light so that he could get love, that he could get healing, but also he could get the accountability and the tools in place to create separation from the pornography that is just ravaging his soul. So, Sean, great job. Thank you so much for your call, and keep doing what you're doing.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to call y'all and just personally thank you guys for – don't think that what you're doing is in vain.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know you personally or anything like that, but rest assured one day when we enter into the portals of glory, I'm going to come up alongside you and say thank you to each one of you.
All right.
I believe this young man will be too. And that's the reason why I want to call.
Well, thank you.
Thank you guys and say, you know, you're doing a good job. It's because of what you did. And I listened to your program quite a bit, and that's what gave me the wisdom and the knowledge to help this young man out. And I told him, I said, I listened to New Life Live, and I said, there's lots of people that have this kind of problem, so I'm using some of your stuff to help this young man out. And I said, I'm going to get that book for you.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So I want to personally thank you guys. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Praying for you, and thank you so much for your time, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Sean. We love our truckers. Okay, well, let's go over to line 5, and let's talk to Kelsey in Sacramento, California. Kelsey, how can we help you today?
Well, I'm struggling with sexual orientation. I've always been straight my whole life, and now I can't even seem to think about guys. And I have a fiancé, and I have a baby, and I can't deal with this because I believe in God, and I love him. I don't want to lose him. He's the greatest guy in the world. He's done everything for me.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do. I don't know if I can be healed from this or not. I want to be healed from it.
Yeah.
And it's just saying that maybe I just suppressed my feelings. My feelings are fake for him. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
The devil just gave my heart, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelsey, we feel for you. And yes, Kelsey, there's always help. I have sat with lots of women who have struggled with this. And, you know, for us women, our sexuality is really fluid. And we can get that ignited in a variety of arenas, really. And there are, you know, especially because we're so emotionally driven. And so when we feel cared for and, you, I don't know your particular situation, but when that becomes sexualized, then there's a connection to that. And I know it's a hard thing to break, but it is something that you can look at and work through and look at the hunger that's really fueling.
I'd be gay. My mom's saying I've been gay all my life, but I don't know because I have loved men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Kelsey, this can be very, very confusing. And
yes.
The first thing that I want to assure you is that you're not a bad or evil person right. because you struggle with this. As Jill had said,
no.
you know, there are so many people
will
that struggle with
it.
Well, here's what I'll say is that what I want you to do is find a counselor mm-hmm. who specializes in this area. I would also recommend it be a female.
Yes.
I can't recommend that strongly enough that, mm-hmm. that you find a good female therapist in your area that can help you work through this and really explore your sexual history. If there's any,
it's making me want to leave him.
You know what? You are panicked right now, Kelsey.
Yeah.
I can hear the panic in your voice. And instead of doing something rash and completely changing your life, go and get help. Get some wise counsel and have someone help you navigate this so you don't just do something to calm down your anxiety, because I think really you'll be making some decisions that are going to cause problems perhaps later on for
yeah.
you. And heartache for you, really.
Absolutely. And you've mentioned that you love this guy, that mm-hmm. that he is really good for you and good to you. And oftentimes intimacy or connection can trigger old stuff.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And this is really important why you need to go find someone to address this, work through this. But again, to reaffirm what Jill said, don't make any rash decisions right now because, again, anxiety typically makes poor decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know homosexuality is a sin. But is it a choice for me? I don't know. I want to get rid of this feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear your pain. I hear your pain. Mm-hmm. And again, that's...
Am I the only woman I have ever gotten
it? Not at all.
Oh, no.
No. Lots of women have struggled with this. I mean, they even have 12-step groups, love addiction, that encompasses mm-hmm. this kind of thing as well.
That'd be a good
starting point.
So
that could be a good place for you to go to a love addiction group.
Yeah.
And get some support there from...
Yeah, and Kelsey, to me, it just sounds like you're struggling with a lot of confusion.
Yeah, and fear.
And that confusion is yeah. creating a tremendous amount of fear and struggles with condemnation or losing something really, really important in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you need hope today. I think that you need – but you need a lot of support, a lot really? Of people around
have
you.
Have you told
– I have a baby with this man.
Okay, so life is very real with this man. And having someone else, male or female, come into the picture creates a fantasy, Kelsey, right? That offers an illusion of escape. Yet it offers, you know, when you get there, the illusion then causes the rest of your life to fall apart. And so that really is a fantasy. And it's hard to be in a real relationship. It's not always as exciting. But at the same time, I'm hearing that you love this man, that you have a child with him, that you have a lot at stake here. Does he know about this?
Yeah, he does. It hurts his feelings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, it's going to hurt him.
And he's been looking at porn and everything else.
Okay.
I can't satisfy him no more. I don't know.
Yeah. Kelsey, there is a lot of – I'll just – use this word. There's a lot of issues with intimacy in this
yes.
relationship. And that to me sounds very historical. And that his looking at pornography is very threatening to your relationship, as you're feeling that a same-sex attraction is very threatening to your relationship. Get help. This is these are the types of things
right.
that a good therapist can really help you work through, gain clarity around. But also, I think
they say it's okay though. I went to a church down here in Sacramento, and they say it's a choice. They say it's okay.
Kelsey, I don't think you're maybe hearing us. We want you to get in with a professional that focuses on these issues, mm-hmm. that can help you through your confusion. It sounds like you're getting a lot of opinions, and it's not that we wouldn't want you to go to your church, but you're getting a lot of opinions, and that's what I'm hearing your heart say, is that you're struggling with this, and this isn't something that you want. That this, you know, your boyfriend going towards porn and you going towards other women, you both are running from intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You're escaping because of hurts from the past, you know, a whole list of things. And it's creating, you know, all kinds of turbulence and problems for the two of you in being together. And so, you know, to calm this down, you need to be with somebody who can help you sort through it and walk through it. And your boyfriend needs to get help as well. Mm-hmm. And we offer programs for that. We have an Every Man's Battle workshop that would be perfect for him. Be a great place to start.
But what do I do in the meantime? What do? Do I leave him and go with another woman? What do I do?
Okay.
So, Kelsey, can you hear me? Can you hear my voice?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a part of your brain that's activated right mm-hmm. now that's not reasonable. Okay, it's not hearing what we're saying that tells us that, as Jill said, that you're in high anxiety, high panic right now.
Yes, hyperarousal.
Yeah, exactly. So again, no decisions are going to be good. I want you to find ways to calm yourself down. People who can calm down, it feels more desperate than what it is. I want mm-hmm. that to be crystal clear. It feels really, really crisis desperate, but there is solution for this. There is help for this.
I
know.
Yeah, exactly. It is real, but it's not as hopeless or helpless as you feel like it is.
Right. It's not like the house is on fire and you have to run out really quick. Okay? We're trying to help you develop a plan. So you have to get to a place where you can take some steps towards a plan.
Do you guys have counseling?
We do.
Yes.
Kelsey,
if you'll hold on.
We do. And that's what we want you to do is hold on so we can give you
some
referrals.
Then we'll get you to somebody who can tell you about a counselor in the Sacramento area.
So take some deep breaths, Kelsey. You know, to try to calm your body down and know that we're telling you that there is hope. Okay? So let us help you. Let us give you some resources. Okay, that you can connect with and start the process of getting help.
Kelsey, we're glad you called us today.
Yeah, we are.
You're in a tough spot, and we just believe that you can get help. And if you'll hold on, and we're going to pray. Mm-hmm. We have a praying audience. We have a praying staff. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray for you as well.
Yeah.
So you hang in there, and we're going to have somebody get on the line when I release the call here that can get you to somebody to help you with finding a counselor.
Yeah, something that I think that you said, Jill, that's really important to reemphasize is that, you know, the female sexuality can be fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real struggle. And how do we land it in a place that is godly and healthy and move forward towards satisfaction and everything that mm-hmm. God intended intimacy to be?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And really discerning what are the hungers that are there that, it, you know, are driving it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kind of the catchphrases that I have, and I don't mean this to be condescending or anything mm-hmm. but the seriousness that it is,
yeah.
but if it feels hysterical, it's historical.
Yes.
And
yes.
so
yes.
because
mm-hmm.
it's hysterical, then
right.
she needs to really dig into her past to see what's going on
mm-hmm.
there, to see
mm-hmm.
what hurts and pains and traumas are driving her current condition right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, before our next call, in October, we're going to do a workshop for the first time. It's called It's Time or Take Your Life Back. And yeah, here's why you should attend. If there's something or someone that continues to exert power over your life, power that overwhelms your best intentions, sabotages your greatest efforts, and frustrates your deepest desires, then no formula, set of keys, or steps will help you until you're able to take your life back. True freedom comes when you gain the strength to no longer live in reaction to the negative power and destructive control that has kept you from living the life you were meant to live. So it's time to move from reactive attitudes and behaviors to a place where you can choose your response to what life brings your way. Time to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead. So it's time to take your life back. Some of the main session topics will be the reactive life, discovering who and what owns you, understanding your hurt and pain, surviving broken connection, shame, trauma, and the loss of the real you, losing touch with your soul, a life taken back, and developing your plan. Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will lead this workshop. They're the authors of the book with the same title that will be coming out in October. And if you want more information, looking to sign up for this, call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433, and tell them you want to take your life back. Okay, we will come back and take another call or two or three or four, whatever we can get in here before the hour's over.
We came here, it's our last resort. We're going to go through counseling. They're going to find her problems, and I'm fine.
The Marriage Solution Weekend is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd.
Obviously, I'm not fine.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The biggest thing I got out of this is that I got things to work on, too.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Dr. Jill Hubbard and Chris Williams are here. I'm Larry Sonnenberg, sitting in for Steve Arterburn today. Okay, let's go and talk to Heather. Heather's in Palmyra, Indiana. Oops, wrong line. Try this one. Okay, Heather, are you there?
I am.
Okay, how can we help you today? We're doing good, thanks.
Good. I've never done this before. My issue, I mean, of course, it started at birth. There was always something, but I've been married for 20 years, and the first 18 years, my husband was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and of course, we have three children, and I've always worked so hard to keep family together and traveled for work, you know, had to move the kids around to bring them with me. It was just nonstop. Just worked myself to death, but I always stayed positive. And always did everything I could to help everybody else. But the last 2 years, tables have turned a bit, and I've became the addict.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, when my husband was an addict, he wouldn't work. I was the breadwinner. But because of his addiction, and of course I let it happen, I'm not blaming him, it put us in some serious debt, mostly to the IRS. But now, I can't hold a job. You know, I put myself in counseling, and I am going to group therapy, NA classes, but I don't know how to get myself back. I have completely lost myself. Yeah. Every day, I feel numb. I don't feel like myself. I can't even laugh.
Yeah.
I used to be so playful with my kids, and now I just isolate myself.
Heather, what was your drug of choice or your substance of choice?
Narcotics.
Narcotics, okay. And how much clean time do you have right now?
Oh, I'm not clean.
Okay. You're
not clean yet.
Because you're addressing it and looking at it and struggling against it and getting beat by it right now, that is a lot of despair. That's a lot of struggle. That's true pain, and you're in a lot of pain. And it's very, very common that the addiction has switched. I call it the over-control, out-of-control dichotomy. Your husband was out of control 18 years. You were over-controlled and overworked. Now that the tables had turned, now it gave you a chance to let down, and you got out of control. And I'm wondering if he's starting to move to over-controlled. But real curious, how did your husband get sober?
He put himself – well, I left him. We separated for 6 months, and – he went to rehab.
Okay.
And he has not, I mean, I'm proud of him. He's not had one relapse in 2 years. He's holding a wonderful job. But, you know, everything just keeps piling up. Like the IRS just levied his check.
Yeah.
So, you know, and just, I feel so buried.
What's in the way of you going to rehab?
I keep it a secret. I think part of it is I don't want anyone to know. My husband knows.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that you've just told us on a nationally syndicated radio show. And I want you to know that confession is very, very healing in that first step towards healing, in that first step towards recovery. Heather, God did not intend for you to be in this such painful, agonizing place. I have seen it over and over. I can't make any promises whatsoever, but I want to start with hope here, because I've seen it just constantly, is that when people take the steps towards recovery and begin that pathway and do all of the hard work necessary for it, God somehow comes in and fills the back end of that, whether it be taking care of some financial struggles or taking care of loved ones that in a person's absence. I've seen transportation needs taken care of. All kinds of things happen where I'm almost baffled by it.
Right.
Whoa, something else is going on here. Mm-hmm. And it tells
me. When people finally surrender.
Absolutely. It tells me that God desires our health and healing.
Absolutely.
Well, I believe that because I strayed from him. I mean, I really, my childhood was awful, but I had faith as a child. Like, you know, I was very involved in our church my whole, you know, life really growing up. But then once I became an adult, I strayed. As soon as I turned 18, I didn't raise my kids in church, which is a huge regret. God finally intervened. I came to him, and I feel like I've gotten right with him. He definitely saved my life, for sure, because I was going to do something that was completely crazy. So I know he can do it. I do believe in that very much. But I think one of the reasons why I call this, I do believe in power of prayer because I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
And anyone who will pray for me, I would be eternally grateful.
Yeah.
I really would. Because I just feel so lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you got it, Heather. And reaching out is the best thing. And I'm glad that you have let your secret out here. And Heather, you said you're involved in NA?
Yes.
Are you going every day?
No, they don't have it. They only have it twice a week.
They only have it twice.
I probably could travel a little further
because
I'm not too far from a big city. So I could probably drive a little further, but because of whatever I'm doing, you know, I can't even sometimes find gas to get to the grocery store.
Right.
So And I'm not trying to make up excuses.
No. It's a hard thing. But in terms of saving your life, you got to do everything you can to fight to get your life back and to allow God to meet you there. So I like the idea of rehab. I like the idea of going to meetings as often as you can and continuing in your counseling.
Absolutely.
I think those are going to be the pathways to help you.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. And Chris, you had something you wanted to say to wrap up this call.
Yeah, Heather, I think it's just really important to have a clear plan. I think the first plan right now is to do everything you can to get to a daily meeting. I think in addition to that, you call around. You look at all the resources in your life possible to get to a great rehabilitation center. Part of what I believe you're doing in your addiction is medicating your past, medicating your pain. 18 years mm-hmm. of being married to an addict, as well as you mentioned, an awful childhood. Again, this can be a long process, but it can be an incredible benefit in the end to yourself, to your kids. There's a lot of hope. So take action on this. Move forward. And we will be praying for you.
Right.
And God will provide.
Right. And we understand it's difficult and that it isn't pain-free. So that it's, you know, it's a difficult path, but it can be done. Many have done it before you. And,
mm-hmm. and we're going to send you a Life Recovery Bible, and we hope that that will help you. I want to talk about TV.NewLife.com for just a minute. Today on TV.NewLife, it's a subject that comes up a lot in the Christian world, and that is judgment. When we act holier than thou and talk down to others, it can be very destructive to our relationships. In this segment, Chris Williams goes deeper on the reasons why and how we can avoid this connection killer. So let's take a listen to this.
It was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And inherent in that, it was as if God was saying to mankind, you are not capable of determining that. You don't have the capacity to be able to handle for yourselves that which is the creation of yourself as understanding something good or something evil. And we see that all the time. We see this as what was called good, evil, and evil, good, becoming incredibly traumatic injustices acted out in homes, in lives, as well as in the world around us. And so
the caution of that is that, listen, we need to have a very humble understanding that even the ability to determine what is right and wrong is very tenuous for us as human beings, that we need a source bigger, larger than ourselves to help us really determine that.
I am so glad you did something on this, because I think the judgment issue is one of the most misunderstood and toughest issues for Christians to deal with.
It's such a relationship killer. All of us know. We all fear being judged. Mm-hmm. It's a form of rejection. It's a form of abandonment. It feels like it's threatening to our survival.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's really unpopular. I get it. In a postmodern, pluralistic culture, to say that we as human beings don't have a good ability to determine right and wrong. But again, I see it's not in our offices, but I also see it just all around us. What we call good creates such destruction, and what we call bad or even naive or worthless are such good things, you know? And so we need a source bigger than ourselves to guide us into what is best.
Well, one judgment we can make is that tv.newlife.com is a great place to go to learn about stuff like this and how to find truth and connection. And we get transforming stories out of tv.newlife, so go give it a try. You get a couple weeks free. It's $10 a month. And for $10 a month, you get counselor's costs.
A lot more than that.
Yeah, a lot more than that. They do.
So if your budget is $10?
My fee is a little bit more than $10 a month.
And we love our counselors, but they cost more than $10 a month. Oh, goodness. Oh, you guys. Let's go. There's someone who's been holding a long time, and it's Cindy at KDAR. She's on line 7. Cindy, are you there?
And
how can we help you?
Hi, I was calling because my son and his girlfriend are using heroin, and she is in her fourth, we're assuming that she's beginning her second trimester.
Ooh.
And we've offered her help, both of them, believe me, both of them. And they are both rejecting it. Now, we tried to get help from the church, and they sent us they had someone help us. It was like an interventionist type guy, and we went out there, and at first they were staying with me, and then they were in their car, and now they're squatting in a house that's about to be evicted. And so we went to their car with this interventionist that we came across from the church, and they rejected our help completely. After that, we thought, okay, well, we can't make them do anything that they don't want to do, but yet here we are weeks and weeks and weeks later, and they're still doing drugs and not getting any better.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, it's causing me anxiety. I can't sleep. I'm having all these problems at work. I just, I can't be at peace with my son using drugs this way, because I know that he's really heavily burdened with false responsibility about her, and just the codependency thing is just really, really bad, and it seems to be getting worse and worse by the day.
Yeah, Cindy, this is a really, really tough situation, and part of it is, I see this so often, is that couples, especially younger couples who find each other and use and become addicted together, create what's known as an addiction bond.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not just addicted to the drug of choice, in this case heroin, they're actually addicted to each other and to each other's use. And so splitting that up is very difficult, very challenging. But Cindy, have you gotten any help for yourself? Anything like Al-Anon or support groups?
I see a counselor.
Good.
I see a therapist every week.
Good.
I pay to see her every week. And I recently have gone to our local behavioral health center so I can get some antidepressants and some sleep aid, but it's just a beginning process, and I haven't slept for, I sleep on and off barely, but I haven't really been sleeping for the past few days especially, and it's starting to really affect my well-being. So today I was just going to go and see my go to the emergency room and see if I can get some sleep aid that way, so that way tomorrow I can carry on and find all the answers and do what I'm supposed to do for my son.
Well, and I would start here is I want you to start doing all that you can for yourself.
Yeah.
Your health is getting severely compromised right now. Your sleep, your anxiety, just your overall well-being. And Cindy, two sick people don't make one of them well. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to be able to check out some support groups as well. There is tremendous amount of wisdom, but there's also a tremendous amount of care. When you sit down with other parents who are in a similar situation, working through the complications and the difficulties that you're working through as well, mm-hmm. I just can't say enough for that support.
And it's
– that's.
Go ahead, Cindy.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I acknowledge that. I know that that's true. I'm working on it. What my doctor has given me isn't really helping, and so I'm going to try and help myself because you're right. It's,
mm-hmm. You have to be in a good place.
Every area.
Right, so that then you can make the best decisions. And it's hard to be aware that really you're limited on what you can do. Yeah. And I don't remember if you said something in terms of are they willing at all to accept help for the baby, for the pregnancy, seeing a doctor, doing any of that?
They keep talking about it. They keep saying that they're going to get clean, and they've told us that they've been to the doctor, but we don't think it's true.
Okay.
She has an open CPS case. She's got three kids, but for the first kid, I don't think there's anything going on with that. I think he's just with his dad. And then she's got a set of twins, and that's the CPS case that's open. So we feel like if we tell her social worker, then it's going to be even more damaging for my son because he won't be able to recover quite well from that if anything happens from the CPS decides.
Yeah, let me jump in here.
Sure.
How old is your son?
He's 30.
Okay, you have a 30-year-old, but then you also have children. These children need to be protected. These children need the support, especially when their parents can't. A 30-year-old, again, he's addicted, but he's responsible for himself. The other thing is that getting CPS involved in this can really be a wake-up call for him and let him know that this is serious.
It's a natural consequence,
exactly.
Right, of what's happening. And that's what you want are some natural consequences, not just you pleading with them, but other people that intervene, you know.
Sometimes the first step to getting help is feeling the pain of where you're at.
Right,
yeah.
Well, his last relationship that he was in resulted in CPS taking away their kids, and so I had a lot to do with that. Like I was the one who really helped it along and told the social workers everything that they needed to know. And after that, they took our grandchildren.
Cindy, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We're talking to Cindy, her son, and his girlfriend are heroin addicts. And Chris, you had a final thought. Yeah.
Well, the final thought here is just the tragedy of heroin addiction is it takes away a person's ability to make fundamental sound decisions. Mm-hmm. And those are decisions that can't care for children. And those are decisions that are very dangerous. We can't, unfortunately, we can't spare the feelings of addiction. And so addiction needs to oftentimes play out its own natural course of consequences. And so my just final thought to Cindy is, Cindy, your son's feelings in this matter cannot be spared. It's not going to help him whatsoever. And it won't damage him further than what the damage has already been done if CPS gets involved in this case. In fact, I think it's the best and wisest choice right now. But most importantly for you, Cindy, is being able to find a support group like Al-Anon, something that you can go to, that other people are in your situation and you can find what they call experience and strength and hope mm-hmm. for your journey where you are so that you can get back to health, because that's the only thing that you can control and change right now. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Cindy, so much for your call. Before we go to our final call, I want to talk to Mr. T. I've never talked to a Mr. T before. if you'll make a gift to New Life, we will give you as a thank you gift, a zippered lunch bag. It's insulated, heat-sealed, waterproof. It's lined, and we could use your support because we want to continue helping folks like you're hearing on this call today. So let's go and talk to Mr. T on line 8. He's in Baltimore, listens on WAVA. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
We are good. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I really like your show, and it is helpful. So my question is, I am separated from my wife because of her unfaithfulness. We have a 16-year-old son together, and she is using him against me. She's giving him bad advice, so he hates me. So he won't have time with me and so on. So how can I change his heart? How can I win back his heart so we may have good relationship with my son? Part of the reason, I think, is when we were together, I was the one disciplining him when he does something wrong. Mm-hmm. And she was standing on the opposite side, like he shouldn't be disciplined and so on. So now I want to have really good relationship with my son. How can I do that?
Go ahead, Jill.
You're in a hard position, and I'm so sorry for this. Sounds like your son is living with your wife. Is that the case?
Most of the time, yes.
Most of the time.
Yes.
Okay. So
he visits me occasionally.
Okay, so as the visitation parent, really your goal is to connect with your son in whatever way you can, to find out, you know, how he's feeling about things, to even name that it must be, you know, really confusing for him because his mom has one style and you have another style. to talk about, you know, the things that have gone on in the family and how he has felt about those things, or just to be interested in what he's interested in. Start wherever you can, wherever he will communicate with you. You start there, and you don't make it always about something really heavy, or that it's got to be a lesson, or that you've got to correct him. It's just about being in the moment with him and rebuilding and allowing him to see you in a different light. So that he can build up some trust for you.
Yeah, I think that's critical, that he knows that you have an understanding and a compassion for what he's going through in
yes.
the midst of all of this. And that will create safety for him to hopefully be able to open up. And that may take a little bit of time. You may have to stay with that for I don't know, months, if not years.
Mm-hmm. It's the repetition, right, of kind of investing in someone's life, that finally they come around and start to realize that you are there for them.
If you provide that safe, consistent place over time, he will know as he continues to grow and develop who is reliable, who is dependable, who can he count on in life's challenges and difficulties, or just to hang out and be with. The other thing that I would suggest is that you have what I call a critical conversation with your son. The critical conversation is just how you feel about him, your love for him, your care for him,
yes.
your belief in him. That as his life is going through a lot of painful, painful transitions outside of his control, that he knows that he has dad on his side. And you want to avoid as much as humanly possible ever putting him back in the middle of the relationship between you yeah. and your wife.
Right. Yeah. And notice that everything we've been talking about is about your son. It's not about you telling your side of the story
right.
and getting him to see where you're at. It's the focus is on your son.
Yeah.
I hope that helps you, Mr. T. Any other last question before we go? We're running out of time here.
Is it wise to ask him why he shows me that hateful attitude, what I did wrong, which he might resent? Is it wise to ask him such questions?
I think you can ask him, you know, how you have hurt him, that you really want to understand the hurt that perhaps you have caused. Sure.
Yeah, and two questions that are very simple but I think are very profound is, what are you afraid of, or what are you angry at, and what do you need? What do you need from me?
Yes.
And she has taken him abroad without my consent.
Mm-hmm.
He is currently abroad. I expect them to come back soon.
Yes.
Is that legally?
Well, this is where you need legal counsel. You need to contact a family lawyer. Special
yeah.
lawyer.
Yeah, you usually know. But then you have to evaluate. He is 16, so he gets to make his own choices. And sometimes if you push the legal thing, then that causes further division. So it's a judgment call, but I would get legal advice on that.
Mr. T, thank you for the call. What could we send Mr. T? Anything come to mind book-wise? How We Love Our Kids. How about
yes.
that?
How We Love Our Kids would be
yes.
How
We
Love
Our Kids. Great.
We're
going to
send you that book. Okay, well, as we come to a close of the hour, a couple of things. We have a Marriage Solution Workshop coming up October 21 to 23 in Orange County. And Every Man's Battle this Friday coming up in Sacramento. Can't impress enough. Guys, you need to come to that. I'm to the point where I think if you're a male and you're breathing, this is a workshop for you. It's life-changing. Then Women in the Battle, November 11th in Washington, D.C. And we need your support. And we need your support because we want to keep doing what we're doing, which is reaching out, helping people understand God is a God of second chances. He's redemptive. There is not a situation in life that he can't and doesn't want to redeem. But it takes a willing spirit, and it takes somebody to take a step and to do something. And that's what we want to help people see, so that life can be different for everybody. But it takes money to do that. So we seek your support, and we really need it this summer. Final thought, Lamentations, Jeremiah just surveyed fallen Israel. The Babylonians took it over. That was in 526 BC. And then he has this thought after surveying all the rubble and ruins and death and disaster. He says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of God never fails. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." We believe that, and we pray that for you. You can switch your brain and say, "Yet this I believe, and therefore I have hope."
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.